This program is sponsored by West Automotive Group.
The West Automotive Group presents Auto Talk Radio with host Brian Bowersock. Brought to you by West Escondido, West Oceanside, West El Cajon, West Kearney Mesa, and West Miramar Automotive and Transmission. All part of the West Automotive Group. Get your automotive questions answered. Call Brian at 1-888-344-1170. That's 1-888-344-1170. Now, here's your host of Auto Talk Radio, Brian Bowersock.
Welcome to Auto Talk Radio, 1-888-344-1170. The strangest intro that we've done so far, but there you go, Brennan. Good job. Good job. Anyway.
Hey, so, you know what? It's a live show. That's what it is. That's why you know this is a live show, ladies and gentlemen.
That definitely is. And our technology here sometimes is a bit, but it's all good. So here we are. Welcome to Auto Talk Radio. Hey, this morning, you know what? We're talking about multiple ways to save gas as far as that goes, which is super important right now.
Oh my goodness. The amount I have to pay for gas, let me tell you.
What did you just pay the last time you got gas?
So last time I got gas, I'm not kidding you, $6.19.
Sounds about right.
And then, of course, as soon as the next day happens, it's gone down in my neighborhood to $5.89 or so. So I've lost 30 cents in my area. And I was like, gosh, yeah, darn.
It should rebound pretty quickly, too, here as soon as they get the strait open over there.
Although it
doesn't affect our oil.
No
supply at all, but it does. Our oil's on a world global market, so that's why that affects
exactly.
The cost,
yeah, we can produce our own amount of oil to actually produce enough for our own country. It's just that, like you said, the global market is what also affects our prices as well, too. So
it does.
So big things. I'll tell you right now off the list, because I know you probably have it on your list, is cruise control. Because my wife hates cruise control.
Why?
She just is not comfortable with it, and she also hates how often I use it. Like,
I'll use it a lot.
I use it even on neighborhood roads sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. I just personally love using it.
Kind of defeats the purpose.
I understand, but at the same time,
you're a lazy driver.
I am a lazy driver. Yes, I will. You know what? I will screw to the heavens. I am a lazy driver.
If you can find a creature comfort that'll help, you'll use it, huh?
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with that, you know. Cruise control is one of the things, obviously, especially more so on a long trip and such. It tends to work a little better. Not necessarily like Brendan uses it on local streets, but it will help you save gas, especially like heading out to Vegas or wherever you're going. If you're going to be on the road, in the open road, set your vehicle at a nice speed. Not a crazy speed, but a nice speed where it lets the RPMs drop down to shift all the way up, and it will save you fuel along the way for sure. There's no up and downs or loading. It keeps the vehicle just going at a steady speed for the most part. And a lot of that road is flat, so therefore you get the really best gas mileage. Obviously, the vehicle will downshift itself when you come to hills and that, when cruise control's on, but as far as need more power, but yeah. It's definitely one of the great ways to save fuel. So we're going to talk about a few more of those as go. Once again, sorry about the weird start to the show this morning. Did not realize it was time to go. And the clock, we got to get this clock in here fixed inside the studio. They put a new clock in here, and this thing loses time consistently. I should have thought about that when I was looking up at it and didn't even realize. Wow. Yeah, see, this clock is off by over 5 minutes. So that explains everything pretty much for this morning. But anyway, welcome to Auto Talk Radio. And today we're talking about multiple things when it comes to saving fuel and that, and anything else automotive. You can just give me a call here at 1-888-344-1170. That's 888-344-1170. Anything automotive related, we're happy to talk to you about, whether it's fuel saving or anything else. A couple good things as far as in automotive news. Not good things, but things going on in automotive news. BYD is developing a five-minute flash charging for EVs. Tesla's full self-driving is facing an escalated U.S. safety investigation also.
You had to say the word, didn't you?
I'm sorry.
You just
the
had
T
to say
word.
It.
It's like Tronosaurus.
Okay.
Or it's like using a four-letter word, huh?
This all sounds good and dandy. Okay, fast five-minute charging. You know, because that they want to compete with fuel pumps and make sure there's not lines out the wazoo with these electric vehicles. Maintenance is
They're
the issue.
Trying. Yeah.
Maintenance is the issue, as always, because people like to steal the copper within these charging cables. And
somebody was telling me that has an EV. They're like, you pull up to them and three quarters of them, the chargers don't work usually.
Exactly.
So is that because people stealing stuff inside of them?
Yes. Uh-huh.
You're pretty brave to if you're a you better know what you're doing if you're stealing the those things are true. High voltage.
It's very true. My other issue too, on top of that too, is that again, the government doesn't have I'm not sure if the government does or not, but I'll just say right now that the government doesn't have this like official that'll go around to each town to see if those chargers are still in working order and blah blah blah, because otherwise they still get that tax benefit.
I'm surprised they don't have somebody that that does that for California, just like they have people that regulate gas stations.
Exactly.
Know,
yeah.
But they don't, huh?
No.
Not that I'm aware of. You're right. You're right. So,
I personally am. I'm not surprised in this whole fast charging situation. I think it's what they need to do in order to compete with other gas stations. But at the same time, do I believe that this is the solution to the whole thing? No, not at all. Still, I'm still very skeptical, especially in the electric vehicle market. Skeptical. That's
very
right.
Skeptical.
If you want a more literary term, because we do have a listener listening in, and he likes using literary terms.
Literary terms.
I'm very dubious on this.
Dubious.
That's a big word for everybody. There you go.
So. Yeah. Continued global conflicts are disrupting supply chains, still affecting chip and battery availability. So there you go. The cost is not going down on those. That's for sure. So as of April, major automotive news includes Kia's planned a mid-size pickup truck to rival the Tacoma and Ford Ranger. So we were talking about that the other day, right?
Yep.
Hyundai's introduction of the Bolder concept and Subaru unveiling its three-row electrified getaway SUV. Furthermore, Stellantis, which is Chrysler, Dodge, etc., is exploring a partnership with a Leap Motor for a new electric SUV. Why Polestar has shifted 3 production to the U.S. There you go. There's all your automotive news as far as that goes. CarMax settled with the Department of Justice, and GM is ending traditional certified pre-owned programs for select brands to move towards its Car Bravo platform.
What's the Car Bravo
platform? I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
Must be a used car program for GM.
Car Bravo program. I'm going to look this up. In the meantime...
see what that is. I don't know.
Did you hear... Oh, here it is. It's all one word. I was looking at this. Yeah. 2 words. Car Bravo is a General Motors-backed nationwide used vehicle program offering certified pre-owned and used vehicles, trucks, blah, 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 from various brands. Mm. So... They were suing CarMax.
Car Bravo was?
Was that what they
No. Oh. CarMax settled with the Department of Justice over something. I don't know what it was. They were a little bit of trouble for something.
Oh.
And then the second part was GM is ending traditional certified pre-owned programs for select brands to move towards its Car Bravo platform.
Oh, okay.
It's moving towards that for its used car certified programs, etc. So, all good stuff there for sure.
It says here that CarMax was ordered to pay $1.1 million to resolve a consumer protection lawsuit involving the sale of used vehicles in California.
Oh, of course.
The lawsuit alleged CarMax dealerships violated California law by failing to timely submit required documentation to transfer registration and ownership of used vehicles to purchasers. Under California law, dealers must submit an application to the DMV to transfer registration within 30 days of a sale. The same deadline applies to the transfer of the certificate of ownership, commonly known as a pink slip, unless the application is returned by the DMV for missing information. According to this lawsuit, it said that they were doing it 5 days after the 30 days Thus, many consumers were being sued over, they were being pulled over by police officers.
Oh, extended registry. Okay. Exactly. So they basically all it was about is they were doing it. Mm-hmm. So they just weren't getting it done quick enough.
That's correct. Yes. This came out of the Santa Clara County Superior Court, the settlement. So
it was all of California then?
Specifically, it was Riverside, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Santa Clara, Sonoma, and Ventura counties, all part of the lawsuit.
Gotcha. There you go. Well, what can you say about that? Not much.
I don't know how that's going to.
The only way it's helping you is if you buy a car at CarMax, it'll be registered in a timely manner.
Yeah. And on top of that, I don't know if this totally hurts CarMax's business per se. I mean, I know they've been struggling a little bit here and there for sure, but $1.1 million is kind of like a drop in the bucket to them, I think, still, as a corporate business. So.
And speaking of used cars, if anybody out there is looking for, I have a very nice 2019 Winnebago Travato. Mm-hmm. You know what that is?
That's not the same
vehicle. You know the Fraves van life, right?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
It's a motorhome, and it's got everything in it. But it's a Dodge, it's like a Dodge Sprinter van kind of size motorhome. Super nice. Super nice. Bathroom and everything. Kitchen. All.
Nice.
Yeah. We put a motor in it. It ended up being mine. But it's got a brand new factory Chrysler motor in it. 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty comes with it.
Oh, I do remember your story about this Winnebago now. How you got a hold of it.
Yeah, the girl drove it into the ground. Yeah. The motor into the ground.
Yeah. I remember that.
Well, and when I said that, I mean, the thing's in beautiful shape now with the new motor in it, but it overheated and she just kept driving until she melted the motor down. So we put a new motor in it, radiator, everything else, and it became mine. And now I have it for sale. And it's a beautiful van.
Nice. I remember last week Bodie called about, was it a Ford Focus?
Ford Escape.
A Ford Escape.
Yeah, I have that too. Okay. And I've just got to get, I'm going to send him some pictures of it. He said he's interested in it. So
Perfect.
We'll get those sent over to you, Bodie, as soon as I get a chance this week. I was just finishing with running the monitors on that thing to get it to smog is the last part we had to do. So, you know, just one of those things for sure, without question.
Are you familiar with the app Waze, W-A-Z-E.
Yeah, it like tells you where traffic is and stuff like that.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't use it, but I've heard of it.
It's also used by a lot of street racers.
Well, it tells you where the police are too.
Correct, yeah. Okay. Well, now they have a brand new thing where they'll tell you where specific speed cameras are. And so Colorado's trying to pass a bill to...
I was going
to
say, I don't think we have those in California.
No. In Colorado, they do. So
they have them in Arizona, too, don't they?
Oh, do they? I did not know that.
They used to.
I definitely know in Colorado, based on this story I'm reading. So Colorado's trying to pass a law in order for Waze app owners within Colorado to not get warned about speed cameras. Because too many people have been street racing down streets or getting around those in order to race their vehicles down the road. And it's a very dangerous situation. I highly recommend people look up SRK, which is street racing kills, because the stories that you'll get off of those.
Oh, there's been a lot of people killed by accidents that way.
Yeah, it's a nonprofit organization to help raise awareness about how dangerous street racing is. They have so many family members who... talk about how their loved ones have done street racing and they were killed in this accident, or they were killed by a street racer themselves. So yeah. If you want to do street racing, I highly, highly recommend you sign up your vehicle to do one of those drag races. There's plenty of them all over San Diego County. They'll even do some drift racing too. Mm-hmm. I know this weekend is Good Guys, if I remember correctly. They do like vintage racing or drag racing almost, in a sense that
I don't know if they do that at the Good Guys show.
Okay,
but yeah, there are a couple organizations out there that we used to do it. Well, they used to have the antique drags used to be at Carlsbad. Now they hold it up at Barona, I believe, still yearly. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. That's what you might be talking about. But there's other organizations that used to Qualcomm, they used to do street racing there. You could sign up, bring your car, and it, they had K-rails and all that stuff.
I do remember the one at Qualcomm. I know that they gotten rid of it since then because...
Well, Qualcomm's not there.
No, well, yeah. And Snapdragon, the way they built their parking lot, they have so many different islands in the middle of their parking spots that it's just way too dangerous to even think about doing that drag racing stuff or the drift racing, for that matter, again over there. Maybe not set up properly. Yeah, exactly. Maybe they could do that whole... remote race car, remote car stuff over there possibly, but you know, that's something completely different, obviously.
That's totally different. Totally different. So anyway, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you in part by CRC. If your engine hesitates, idles rough, or wastes fuel, the problem could be a dirty throttle body. CRC throttle body and air intake cleaner removes harmful carbon and buildup, restoring airflow for smoother idling, quicker response, and better performance. Learn more at crcindustries.com. We're going to take our first break here real quick. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170, 96.1 FM in North County. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio.
Motorrad is a longtime OE supplier offering innovative thermal, engine management, and evaporative emission solutions for nearly every ICE, hybrid, and EV vehicle on the road. The Motorrad name is synonymous with quality and reliability, comprehensive coverage of vehicle models, and exceptional customer service. We recently had a chance to sit down with Brandon Knight, Motorrad Global Vice President. Brandon talked about how Motorrad provides leading vehicle coverage.
Motorrad has been an OE thermal management supplier for more than 65 years, all the way back to 1958. Relationships with OEs are a big part of what allows us to stay on the cutting edge and be the catalyst for the design and development of new technologies. All Motorrad products, even for the aftermarket, come off the same OE production lines. We don't have differing levels of process quality as our aftermarket products feature the same advancements in product development as the parts we make for original equipment manufacturers.
Find out more about Motorrad's leading coverage at Motorrad.com.
Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. I'm your host, Brian Bowersock. Want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is brought to you by the West Automotive Group, which consists of West Escondido Automotive and Transmission. Up at 2200 Auto Parkway in Escondido, AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks up there in North County Inland for well over 32 years. And West El Cajon Automotive and Transmission out at 844 North Johnson Avenue in El Cajon, AAA approved, taking care of folks out there in East County for well over 12 years. And West Kearny Mesa Automotive and Transmission, 8027 Balboa Avenue, right in central San Diego over there, AAA approved and smog certified, taking care of folks over there for well over 8 years. And, of course, West Miramar Automotive and Transmission, 5726 Miramar Road, Eastgate Mall, AAA approved and STARS certified, taking care of folks over there for well over 6 years. And last but not least, West Oceanside Automotive and Transmission, 229 South Coast Highway, AAA approved, coming up quickly here there on the coast, North County, taking care of folks up there for just about 3 years here shortly. All of us at the West Automotive Group, me, myself, and employees come together to bring you Auto Talk Radio for one simple reason. We believe in the same philosophy. That is, we never put money ahead of people. Stop in to have your vehicle service repaired and find out what quality automotive service repair is all about for sure. The West Automotive Group is also proud to offer 6 months no interest for your vehicle service and repair needs on approved credit. Just ask a manager or service consultant helping you out at one of my stores and they'll get you all taken care of. If you're having an issue with your vehicle, whether it be transmission related, cooling, AC, drivability, check engine light, no matter what it is, or just a simple service, we're there to help you out with our master certified technicians. Stop in, Get on westautomotivegroup.com, get an appointment, we'll get your vehicle diagnosed properly. The best money ever spent, I tell folks all the time, is on a certified technician at a quality facility. To get your vehicle diagnosed properly, such as the West Automotive Group, save you thousands of dollars over a lifetime, for sure. We also offer free shuttle rides to or from work or home, and we work with low-cost rental suppliers nearby all five locations if you need a rental vehicle while your vehicle is being serviced or repaired. You can go to westautomotivegroup.com and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, better known as X, or Instagram. Once again, that's westautomotivegroup.com. You can also, while you're on westautomotivegroup.com, click on the Automan segments. We're on the Automan for Fox 5, doing the localist segments these days, and Auto Talk Radio, where you can hear this. We have our own page where we podcast all these out afterwards. If you want to pick up the podcast on the go, you can also grab them from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Deezer, Spotify, iHeartRadio.com, and TuneIn. Or if you want to send me anything related to the show or automotive questions, you can also email me at autotalk@westautomotivegroup.com. Once again, that's westautomotivegroup.com. So great stuff.
Yeah.
You want to say something?
I do. I have either. Do you want to do? I have four auto news to tell you about, or I can ask you a question about saving gas.
You can ask a question if you like.
All right, we'll do that. Okay. As you know, every single week I go to Reddit just to see how you agree. This one.
How goofy people are.
Exactly. This one's quite interesting. There's a huge debate on this Reddit post here. This guy gave out nine different things. Most of it I agree with, for sure. The obvious ones are buy a fuel efficient car.
That helps.
Yeah. Keeping your car nice and clean, because the more weight you add to the car, the more that your car has to push and accelerate in order to get to the speed.
Well, dirt is friction. So, yes, keeping a car clean actually does save gas mileage.
And then leaving for work 10 minutes earlier, so that way you don't have to drive as fast to get to your destination or workplace.
Drive in a sensible manner.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So these ones, I all agree. Here's the ones I did not know, or you can help me understand how that's more gas efficient for sure. One of them says, using your heater in the winter isn't free, so keep warm in other ways as much as possible. So does the heater use up fuel?
No.
Oh, okay. I'm going to waste time.
What? Yeah. What did that say?
That using the heater in the winter isn't free, so keep warm in other ways as much as possible.
Are they talking about your house heater?
No. this is cars they're talking about, for sure.
Yeah, no. There's nothing that lugs the motor down. That's a valve that opens and hot air circulates through a little radiator in your dash known as a heater core, mm-hmm. and then we just blow air across it. I mean, there's no further draw on the car, okay. No.
The other one he says is always park in the shade. For the summertime, in the wintertime, park in the sun. Is that any fuel efficiency? I don't think that is.
Well, and as far as the shade, I mean, they say AC can rob your you of some mileage, but that's been actually debunked.
Exactly.
Because they say that driving around with the windows down creates more friction than it does. It keeps you aerodynamic with the windows up, so you're better off to run AC and use fuel that way.
I was thinking more of the... there's a different word for it, I thought. It was the downforce, I think it was. You're adding more force into the vehicle by opening the windows. So
the air goes inside, and it's kind of like if you put flaps out on an airplane, you know?
What does he mean by pulse and glide?
What?
He said pulse and glide. What does that mean?
I don't know.
Okay. And then lastly,
there's some strange people on that website.
Exactly. This is the one that's the most controversial. Some people agree, and it's like 50-50 in terms of whether they agree or not. And this has to do with manual transmission. So I'm not familiar with this. He says, coast with the clutch in as much as possible. Do you agree with that? Because 50% say do not coast with the clutch in. You'll use fuel to keep the engine idling versus modern engines cutting off fuel when not accelerating. And then meanwhile, the other guy says coasting in gear absorbs kinetic energy, most of the time more kinetic energy than the fuel you're saving would replace. So it is net energy loss to coast in gear. It's only good to do that if you want to slow down anyways.
Well, yeah. Well, in gear coasting will slow you down. There's no, because it's engine braking basically is what it's doing. Coasting with the clutch in probably saves you fuel. I mean,
oh, okay.
The motor's not otherwise you'd be accelerating with the clutch out. I don't see, but you're obviously. Yeah, I don't know.
Here's another one that was against it. He said it's
probably six in one hand and half dozen in another.
Let me read the other one here. It says, if your vehicle has a carburetor, you might save a small amount, but if it's fuel injected, coasting generally uses more fuel, not less.
Coasting cannot use more fuel than accelerating, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Not a huge amount, but it's certainly counterproductive if saving money is the goal. If it was made after 1990, it's almost certainly fuel injected. The reason is simple. When you're moving with the throttle closed, the wheels keep the engine ticking over, so the injection system stops putting in fuel. When coasting, that can't happen, so the injection system has to keep putting fuel in to stop the engine from stalling. Also, it greatly reduces vehicle control and is far more dangerous than people realize.
Well, no matter what, the engine stays running. It's always putting fuel in. So that's a weird statement. It's like somebody came up with a random... Yeah, so that... If you're coasting, yes, it's idling. It's going to use a little bit of fuel. But if you're not coasting, then you're going to have your foot on the accelerator and it's going to be using more fuel. So that doesn't make any sense.
Okay, gotcha.
Debunked. Goodbye.
So you're on the side of coasting with the clutch in.
I'm on the side of don't get your automotive news from Reddit. That's what side
well,
I'm
that's
on.
Well, that's the main thing, yes.
Yeah, don't
but,
do that.
But in general, for that advice, would you say coasting with the clutch in is not bad then? You're overall on that side?
You mean with the clutch disengaged? The clutch
pedal
No.
It says here the coast with the clutch in. So I think it's engaged, right? If you have the clutch in?
Well, no. If you push the clutch pedal, it's disengaged. So when you say clutch
in. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Clutch pedal released or you know, I don't know what it's saying to do. That's the confusing part there.
Okay. Sorry. I thought being
engaged. So let's
in
go with engage and not engaged.
Okay. Gotcha.
So with the clutch engaged, you could motor brake, actually. Doesn't use that much more fuel. As far as if you want to slow down, that is, if you're slowing down. If you disengage the clutch, in other words, you push the pedal in and the engine is disengaged from the transmission, it's just going to idle and not be under load, and it's going to use the least amount of fuel possible. So. Okay. I don't know. I don't know what they're saying to do there. I'll tell you what. Just drive normal. That's all I can tell you.
Or get a Prius.
Or get a Prius, yeah. Yeah, one of the two. Do something. Do something. So, for sure. But, yeah, very interesting questions you got
Thank
there.
You. Thank you. I haven't heard some of these tips before. And I was like, they sound kind of wonky to me, too, already. Gotcha. So, but like I said, there are obvious ones on here. Like, again... if your vehicle has cruise control, use it. And underneath the comment says here, you want to use it between 50 miles per hour and higher, possibly, they said. But I, like I said, I use it for all the time. I know that you suggested not to do that in the neighborhood since it's not really, it's just more lazy than actually helping the vehicle, per se. So.
Yeah. So a little billboard here. Today's aftermarket solution for Dorman products, transmission oil or cooler lines with thermostatic bypass valves. Technology is everywhere on vehicles today, even transmission cooler lines. Some feature bypass valves to help get the transmission up to operating temperature quickly, limiting excess wear. But as time goes by, particulate, sediment, and wear can restrict and limit proper bypass valve operation. And if you have to replace the transmission, you definitely want to replace the cooler lines. If you have a thermostatic bypass valve, especially if they're bypass valve equipped. Dorman now offers direct replacement transmission oil cooler lines with thermostatic bypass valves to optimize fluid operating temperature and regulate flow. They're engineered from quality materials to resist failure from cracks and leaks and prevent transmission damage. And Dorman transmission oil cooler lines have undergone extensive on-vehicle testing to ensure quality and proper fit and function. With applications for selected vehicles, there are bypass valves equipped, as well as applications for more than two-thirds of vehicles without bypass valves. You can find Dorman transmission oil cooler lines at most automotive retailers and at DormanProducts.com. That's a good statement, actually, to be honest with you, because I'll tell you what, we always replace those bypass valves when we replace transmissions.
Absolutely.
Sure. So, well, they do get material stuck in them. We actually flushed the other coolers as far as that goes. But we have a machine lines, if they don't have a bypass valve, you can't flush the ones with bypass valves, so we replace the bypass valves. But the other ones you and you want to anyway, because that bypass valve is super important. If it sticks shut, then the transmission will overheat.
Gotcha.
We don't want that. So, yeah. You know, one of those things for sure. All good stuff. So, yeah, today we're talking about all kinds of fun stuff.
Absolutely. Huh? I do have some news super quick, news if you want. One of the big things that you are a huge, huge fan of is the Right to Repair Act, obviously.
Absolutely.
I didn't know if you heard this news, but farm equipment giant John Deere has reached an agreement with a class action lawsuit brought by farmers that has to deal with the long-running Right to Repair Act.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you more about it because I have to go grab the phone now.
Trump was really big on that thing.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, with that, absolutely.
For sure. Okay, grab the phone and we'll do our thing here for sure as we'll keep going. There's a lot of great automotive stuff today for sure. And we'll keep talking about that. We're talking about the gas saving tips and things like that. Brendan was doing his little Reddit thing. As gas prices hopefully start to drop soon, but we need to take advantage of that at the pump when they do come down. The national average is up. I think it's over $4 a gallon right now, which is super high as far as that goes. The Car Care Council encourages motorists to be car care aware and perform simple steps to improve economy and efficiency of your vehicle. Engine performance, always keep your vehicle tuned properly. A vehicle that's running properly can save by up to 4% of fuel. And another big one is keeping tires properly inflated and improve gas mileage by up to 3.3%. So just a few things we're talking about. But maintenance is a big one. If your car's not running right, it's always a problem. Always a problem. So, and it eats a lot more gas. So, just remember that. In the world of auto repair, fine for now is just another way of saying see you soon. Whether it's a timing belt, timing chain, or serpentine belt, the experts at Dayco know it's important to replace surrounding parts like tensioners and pulleys at the same time. That helps prevent unexpected breakdowns and roadside headaches. That's why Dayco offers one of the widest kit selections available with premium quality parts designed to work together, making repairs more complete. Learn more at Dayco.com. So good stuff as far as that goes. You got a caller over there?
I did, but it was just to remind me again about the Good Guys show. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's this week.
Everyone's
A lot of people go to that show.
It is a great show. Don't get me wrong. I do worry about the weather today. I hear it's supposed to storm later on today around 6 o'clock. So, like heavy rain we're talking. So
really?
Yep. And then tomorrow morning between midnight and 8 a.m.
I just washed my truck the other day.
It's okay. It's all going to... I mean, you have that monthly membership, right?
I do.
Yeah. So
I wash it every week usually.
You'll be fine. Yeah.
It'll be fine.
So going back to my...
I don't like it getting dirty.
I know.
Then the gas mileage is worse.
I love how you were able to segue back into that. That's a professional right there.
There you go.
So back to my story earlier about John Deere. This lawsuit was created back in 2018. This lawsuit is now a $99 million fund that will be used to repay farmers for overcharges. Another key part of the settlement is a 10-year commitment to provide software for repairs and maintenance by third parties outside of John Deere network. For those who don't know, the Right to Repair Act is, again, a big proponent from Trump, basically allowing you to go to third-party mechanics for repairs or services, such as your shop as well, because plenty of times it was back in the day, codes would be sent over to dealerships only to help fix the vehicles.
Yeah, and so and Right to Repair for automotive has been going on. They've been fighting that for quite a long time as far as that goes. And it's not just for – it's more for the consumer. It's for us too, so we can get the information and the parts and stuff to vend. The one that's not included in that so far has been Mr. Tesla. He keeps all his stuff to himself, most of it. So That will probably change eventually.
Oh,
just
I,
like
it I
did with
sure.
John Deere.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, he won't be. Pretty soon, you have enough cars on the road that his service departments can't service them anyway. And right now, I believe the lead-in for Tesla service is a couple days. You got to leave your vehicle.
Right, exactly. So I wouldn't be surprised if it starts spreading and sooner rather than later.
Yes, those things break down.
Yeah,
they
okay.
do, for sure.
I do predict, actually, within... right before 2030 hits, I bet Tesla will be a part of this whole Right to Repair Act situation. So
probably
I'm predicting that this early.
Probably will. Mm-hmm. Probably will.
Three other quick news, super quick. Ford is recalling 422,000 trucks and SUVs due to defective windshield wipers.
Well, specifically, it's hard to see when it's raining, and the rain's coming per Brendan.
That's right. Lincoln Navigator, Ford Expeditions, and Ford Super Duties are being recalled. Mm-hmm. This is from the years 2021 to 2023. So if you have any of those vehicles during that time, make sure you bring that in. The recall documents have not been sent out yet. They announced that they will be sending those out May 1st officially. So
gotcha.
This is just an early just heads up for those vehicles. And then lastly, one of my least favorite things in the world is when you are in the fast lane and you decide to go slower than the actual speed limit. It drives me insane. Well, the state of Colorado, they're back in the news again. Colorado state troopers have announced that last year they had to pull over nearly 2,500 drivers for traveling too slow in the left lane and obstructing the traffic flow.
Well, that can be dangerous.
For sure. Under Colorado law, on the roads with speed limits of 65 miles per hour or greater, the left lane is designed for passing only, and slower vehicles must stay to the right, which I think is actually a national law, I'm pretty
That's
sure.
That's the same way in the Midwest and stuff, too, usually. But here in California, we just drive all over the place.
Yeah, so now they're going to have even more crackdowns on this whole situation there. They're looking to pass, I'm trying to find what the name, is it the Stop Slow Speeding Act, they call it.
Stop Slow Speeding. Well, there you go.
What? I think that's a...
Sounds important.
I think it's an oxymoron. Slow speeding, that's an oxymoron. It's like two different terms right next to each other.
Well, it is. It's
In this case, it's supposed to spike up the punishment in terms of like how the fines, excuse me. It's supposed to spike the fines for people who are doing that on the roads in Colorado. So once again, wouldn't be surprised if I see that in other states soon, because let me tell you, it's a migraine just appearing every time I see that happen.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah. Well, it can be dangerous too.
One of the big ones for me is on the 52, mm-hmm. going up Cows Mountain, there's some 18-wheelers or moving trucks that'll go slow, so then those other 18-wheelers are like, I can go faster than them and then go around. Thus, it causes the slowest backup in the whole
those
world.
Those guys are going up the hill, though, they're not going slow intentionally.
I know.
Their rigs just don't pull as hard as the other guys that are passing them.
I understand, but then the other trucks are going to go right behind them, but then that causes the slowdown there, and thus that whole hindrance happens. And I know there's another part of the whole 52 where Mass Boulevard, all of a sudden, when you get to Mass Boulevard's exit, all of a sudden it goes down into a two-lane just to go back into a three-lane again within a quarter mile or so.
And you ask yourself, who designed this?
I say that with Fashion Valley too, when the rain's coming down. I'm like, who decided to put a road where it slumps down into San Diego River and then comes right back up? Because you're just asking it to get flooded immediately.
Absolutely.
I don't understand that whole road process, but...
Absolutely.
Until it's fixed, I'm just going to sit here and cry.
Sit there and cry. All right. You won't see it coming. A small leak, a quick rise on the temperature gauge, then engine failure. By the time you pull over, it's too late. Thousands in damage, all from a leak you could have stopped in minutes. K-Seal seals head gaskets, block, and radiator leaks. Just shake, pour, and go. Don't wait for the warning light. Protect your engine now with K-Seal. Available nationwide at most automotive parts retailers. Learn more at kseal.com. Don't just seal it. K-Seal it. All right, folks, you're listening to Auto Talk Radio here on The Answer San Diego. We're going to take our last break. You're listening to Auto Talk Radio on 1170 AM, 96.1 FM. We'll be right back after these messages.
There's more Auto Talk education and empowerment on the way here on Auto Talk Radio. Get on the line and get your automotive questions answered by the Auto Man here on Auto Talk Radio. Brian Bowersock, 888-344-1170. Now, here's more Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock.
All right, folks, welcome back to Auto Talk Radio. Do want to remind you, Auto Talk Radio is also brought to you by Interstate Batteries, a battery for every need. They are the highest quality batteries out there, the number one technician recommended battery for sure. So we only stock Interstate Batteries at the West Automotive Group, obviously. If you need a battery for your vehicle, jump on westautomotivegroup.com. Get an appointment, get in, we'll get you an Interstate installed in your vehicle. If you need a battery for any other reason, you should check them out at their storefronts at 9345 Cabot Drive in Miramar or in La Mesa at 70th and University. Interstate Battery, a battery for every need. All good stuff there, right? So we're talking about gas saving and car. You know, this clock kills me, dude. I'm serious. I'm gonna throw it away.
While you're in there, I'll go inside and try to fix it. Because right now,
well, no. Every time you fix it, I come back a week later and it's wrong again.
It's true.
So you got to put that on your list of things first thing in the morning on Saturday. Fix clock. Why don't we just buy a different clock?
I think we should do a digital one.
Can I buy one?
You could, but I'm gonna ask my operations manager.
It should actually be a digital one.
I think we should do a digital studio. One there. Yeah, I think we'll do that. I'm gonna ask him to buy a digital one and put it in there. That way, it's a lot more accurate.
That should get fixed, like the call screener, really quick. When did the call screener break?
That was in 2022, if I remember correctly. Yeah, not to mention, we just now have a brand new phone system. And they still have not installed the new program onto my computer. So hopefully that's a brand new call screener on top of that one too. But they'll get to it when they get to it.
Did the other one have it come up on your computer when it rang?
That's correct.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wish I had that back because that was really helpful because otherwise hearing that thing ring all the time was just, a constant hindrance. But it would pop up automatically and then start blinking red to let me know, hey, there's somebody calling, and I'd be like, oh, it's much more professional. You don't have to hear the rain in the background while I'm doing this whole thing. I feel bad for, I should say I feel bad because I think they probably have the same call screener at 97.3. And what I've heard is that, like, where I am, this job I'm doing, I would be in that same studio with you. So it would be...
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, I hear it's a really big distraction to those hosts over there. And on top of that... early on to the radio shows, they didn't install that call screener, so you can constantly hear the phones ringing constantly in the background.
So. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. So I think they since fixed it because I don't hear it anymore for sure. That's I think they did install that call screener where it'll flash up, and so all you have to do is just...
Well, and I've been over to the studios there where KSON is and all of that, and as far as that goes, and their producer's in a booth like you.
Oh, okay, good.
For their show,
yeah.
There's several studios there. I didn't pay attention to the rest of it at all. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
So, that's very interesting, though. I did not know that. So.
I just know that 97.3 specifically because they're all in that one tiny studio there.
That's probably because that's a sports channel.
Yeah.
It's probably why the producer's in with them.
I mean, KSON is one of the most listened to stations in San Diego, so I can imagine. Not as much as KCBQ, obviously.
All good in the hood,
thank
right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, so, more car saving tips.
Yeah, well, right. Let's do that real quick. But I do want to, compatible with any color type of antifreeze or coolant, Peak Titanium Antifreeze Coolant features an advanced proprietary formula that cleans while also protecting against corrosion and the formation of films that contribute to lost coolant flow and overheating. Peak Titanium is guaranteed for 15 plus years or 500,000 miles when a complete cooling system flush and fill is performed and proper cooling system maintenance is followed. Learn more at peakauto.com or buy today at O'Reilly Auto Parts and amazon.com. So there you have it. Actually, that is really good antifreeze.
Mm-hmm.
We recommend, even with high quality antifreeze like that, 3 years or 50,000 miles to replace it, but they obviously have their formula is good for quite a while. So All good, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So back to our main story about the gas-saving tips.
Uh-huh.
One of the big ones, I'm not sure if you did mention this or not, is your tire inflation.
Oh, yeah. So I did. Yeah, I think you were answering a phone call when we went over that part.
Mm-hmm.
And maintenance is a big thing. Keeping your car in the best working order, obviously, saves fuel as far as that goes. Replacing your motor oil when you're supposed to every 5,000 miles, 6 months, 5,000 miles.
Absolutely.
Save 1 to 2% of fuel. Clogged air filters are another big one. We see people's vehicles come in with air filters that are just plugged. That's kind of choking your car off, which makes it use more fuel to try to keep running, you know, as far Absolutely. As it goes. You know how you get a check engine light for gas cap loose or if your VAP system's failing or have an issue?
Yep.
Well, a lot of people don't think about this, but also if your system's not closed and working properly, you get vaporization that actually you can lose fuel by vaporizing, sitting in the sun with the car not running. You can actually lose fuel as far as that goes. So that's why it's very important to keep the EVAP system on your car working good too. But basically fixing your car, addressing a serious maintenance problem like faulty oxygen sensor can improve mileage by as much as 40%. Same thing with misfires, things like that. So keep that car serviced in good working order. That's one of the greatest ways. Like Brendan said, and we mentioned earlier, keep those tires aired super good. Wash your car. It reduces friction on the car. Really great stuff. So all good. All good as far as that goes. Did you have something else you want to throw in there?
Yeah, here's another one I've never heard of. You ready?
Sure.
When you park back into the parking spot, the logic behind this is the maneuvering of the car around while the engine is warm after driving, not while the engine is cold when you start.
What?
That doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
I'm not following that logic.
Well, cars warm up super quick.
Exactly.
Super quick. Yeah.
My only thing about parking back, if you're going to back into a parking spot, is the fact that you just save a little bit more time. It's not saving any fuel per se. I think you're going to.
Use
the same amount of fuel backing into a spot and pulling into a spot. You're just
It depends on how much you like backing.
Yeah.
If you don't like to back up and it stresses you out, then you should back in and park that way.
Yeah.
That way, when you get ready to leave, you have no stress as you're driving.
Exactly.
Away.
And not to mention again, what was I going to say? Going into the spot. So let's just imagine you're going into the spot. You back up from the spot and you go. Uh-huh. If you do the same, now we're going to do it the other way. If you go to the spot, you're going to drive a little past your spot. You're going to put it in reverse and then swirl around to get into the parking spot. So either way, you're doing the exact same amount of time and you're using the same amount of fuel. And if you are saving fuel in this whole instance, how much of a percentage are we talking?
Not
we're
much.
Talking like 0.00000 continuous on.
No, the things that we mentioned are actually fuel
saving
exactly. things.
I don't understand that whole backing into a spot. That's okay. Malarkey.
Probably not going to help you out.
No, definitely not.
Much. Mm-hmm. Not much. So just one.
I forgot to mention, we're down to 90 seconds. So
of course you are.
I should have mentioned that to you.
That's all right. I think we're about
I'm a
there.
Professional.
We've hit a lot of the really great things this morning. And
we did.
We've had some great talk and great ways to save fuel on your vehicle. And So super, super cool. You know what you need to buy next, Brendan?
Dave Stahl's Prius, because apparently that guy can drive hundreds and hundreds of miles, and yet that gas-efficient car is just making me more
does
and more...
Does Dave own a Prius?
He owns a Prius, yeah. Or at least his wife does.
He used to be such an MR2 kind of guy.
Yeah.
I wonder if he still's got all those. I saw a picture once of him having some towed away, so...
That guy has cars up the wazoo, and have you seen his radio collection? Like he has vintage radios.
No, I have not. Dave's vintage. What do you expect? He is.
No, I want you next time you meet him, ask about his radio collection. He'll go on for hours about it and show you so many pictures. It's so awesome, though.
I'll have to ask him when I got an hour to waste. All right, San Diego and everybody out there, keep the rubber side down and the shiny side up. You've been listening to Auto Talk Radio on The Answer San Diego, 1170 and 96.1 FM in North County. We will be back live next Saturday, so make sure and set your dial to 1170 and tune in at 7 a.m. next Saturday. This has been Auto Talk Radio.
for answers to all your automotive questions. Tune in every week at this same time for Auto Talk with Brian Bowersock. To learn more about Brian, become a guest or sponsor of the show, or if you have additional questions, visit thewestautomotivegroup.com. That's thewestautomotivegroup.com, and click on Auto Talk Radio. Join us again next week for more Auto Talk.